I've now coached over 6,000 agents who I've helped to earn over $100,000 a year or more. And here's what I know. There are three main reasons that keep real estate agents from getting to that six-figure mark. Number one, it's the Frankenstein plague. Number two, something I call the behavior trap. And then number three is client repellent. So let's get into this, all right? So first, I'm going to talk about the Frankenstein plague. And we're going to really break this down so you can get a good understanding of what's maybe keeping you from getting to that number that I think a lot of real estate agents want to get to, which is six figures or more in taxable income. But the reality is only about 20% of real estate agents ever get to the point where they're earning a consistent six figures or more in their business. So let's talk about the first reason. So I call it the Frankenstein plague. So when we look at, this has to do with client acquisition. How are you out there acquiring new business and new clients? Because that's really the name of the game, isn't it? And so when we look at this, the first thing that we look at is who is your ideal client avatar? So when I talk to a real estate agent and I ask them this simple question, they have no idea, first off, what the answer is to the question, let alone what I mean by ideal client avatar. They're very vague on who it is that they're out there trying to attract, that they're out there trying to earn business from. And so this causes a lot of confusion. I think that's to be fair, right? And so they get into the situation where they almost feel like they're on this hamster wheel of not knowing where it is that they're going. And certainly I could sympathize with that person because they don't understand who it is that they're trying to serve. Most agents that aren't earning six figures or more, they just try to go after everybody. And because they go after everybody, they end up helping nobody. And so that's the first question. The second thing when it comes to client acquisition or generating new clients as a real estate agent is we have to look at how many voice-to-voice conversations are you having with your ICA or your ideal client avatar. It's funny. I was just on a coaching call last week, and we had 20 new agents that joined the Inner Circle program, and I asked them this question. So this was their first day in coaching, and I said, okay, how many voice-to-voice conversations are you having with your ideal client avatar after we really clarified what their ideal client avatar is? And as you can guess, if you're being honest with yourself, a lot of the answers started with a zero. We're not having any voice-to-voice conversations, at least on a consistent basis, with enough of them to actually have it mean anything. And so that's the question I would have for you is how many voice-to-voice conversations are you having on a daily basis with the ideal client that you want to serve? And if you're being honest, most of us would say not enough. Not enough or zero. And so we look at that as we call that volume. And so that's the second issue. We don't have enough conversations with the people in which we want to serve. So certainly we're in a position where we're not earning the income that we want, right? Then the next thing we would look at is, well, how are you actually generating those conversations with your ideal client avatar? In other words, what systems do you have in place that guarantee that you have, that you're able to generate enough conversations with the prospects that you want to lead to the amount of appointments you need to get the listings that you want, to get the closings you want, so you can start earning the money that you say you want? How are you getting those conversations? So when we look at this question, again, agents are, they kind of, you know, they don't have a good answer. It's like, well, kind of all over the place, which is the point. Because they go wide versus deep. This is why I call this the Frankenstein plague, is they have shiny object syndrome. They're trying everything. They're doing cold emails. They're doing social media posts. They're doing open houses. They're trying networking events. They do Instagram reels. They buy leads. They do everything. They try every single tactic or strategy. They go wide versus deep, which we're going to talk about in just a second. and they have what I call a Frankenstein business. I have these conversations every single day with real estate agents that aren't where they want to be, and they have these ambitious goals, which is phenomenal. But the first problem that I see is that they're spread so thin because of their ambition. They're trying so many different things. They haven't mastered any of them. And this is causing mass chaos, confusion, overwhelm, and most importantly, a lack of results. And so that's the first issue that I see, is that their business is completely unorganized. It's scattered. They're trying too many different things, which is number one. So what we want to do is we want to focus on one client acquisition strategy. One. All you need is one client acquisition strategy that will get you to 100K. That's all that you need. And so when we look at this and we say, okay, well, let's talk about that. We look at and say, okay, you, as an example, you may start with unpaid outbound as that one strategy to go after a certain clientele. And that one strategy is all you need to get to 100K. And how do I know? I've done it 6,000 times. And then once you get to that six figures, doing one strategy, putting all of your energy, all of your focus, all of your attention on one thing versus many, you get great results. Then you can start to scale from there. Then you can put on your past client, center of influence, database referral system. And you can start to add more revenue. Then you could start to add in some unpaid inbound strategies to scale even more. Then you could start to take some of the revenue from your first one or two strategies. And now we can start to invest back into the business, and we can lead with revenue, not expenses. It's another thing I see agents do, is their profit margins are so small because they don't lead with revenue. They lead with expense. Before they even start making money, they start spending money they don't have. So once we start to generate consistent revenue in the business, we can use some of that revenue and we can start to put in a paid outbound system. Then we can start to add referral partners. We're starting to get some inbound referrals from other professionals. And then lastly, you can scale your business to $500,000 or more with some paid inbound strategies. But the point here is focusing on one client acquisition strategy, one client avatar is all you need to get to 100K in income. It's like Bruce Lee said, right? I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times, right? So what he's saying is exactly what we're talking about with the Frankenstein plague. Most real estate agents not earning six figures or more, they have too much going on. They're trying too many different things once or twice. And if it doesn't work, then they're off chasing the next shiny object. And if it doesn't work right away, then they're trying the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Versus one strategy that they absolutely go deep on and they master. It's like Warren Buffett said, the secret to success is to focus on doing less things, not more, right? So he's got some great interviews where he talks about his executives that he coaches. And his executives will come into the meeting with this huge laundry list of all these things that they're doing. He said, you know what, just take all that, cross all that off, pick your top one or two, and that's all we're gonna focus on. And that's how we're actually gonna move the needle. So that's number one. Number two, let's talk about the behavior trap. So this is the second thing that I see that keeps real estate agents from getting to 100K or more. So what we see is this: most agents that aren't where they want to be, they're not at that six-figure mark, they're not earning 100K per year or more, they obsess over the tactics and strategies. They believe with every fiber of their being that they are not where they want to be because they just don't know which tactics and strategies will work the best to get them the result that they're after. They waste hours and hours watching YouTube videos, listening to podcasts of other agents on how they succeed, because they're looking, they're searching for hours, looking for that magic tactic, that magic strategy. And then they try to duplicate their success by implementing what they heard another agent doing and how they're getting results, and they can't produce the same results they heard the agent on the podcast use. They might hear an agent who says, okay, I'm going to create this inbound lead generation funnel to attract luxury listings. And they say, wow, that seems sexy. I'm going to do that. And they aren't able to get the same results as this agent that speaks about this strategy on the podcast. Well, why is that? Or they might hear somebody who says, well, I do mega open house events for my farm area, and we're able to generate two listings per week with this strategy. So they go out there and they try to run this open house strategy. They don't get anybody through the open house. And they say, well, what is going on? I don't understand. And this is a cycle that keeps going. This behavior keeps happening. Well, why is that the case? Well, here's the reality. It's not the tactic, I promise. And how do I know it's not the tactic? Because there are agents that are succeeding with every single tactic or strategy that you can think of. There are agents that succeed through direct outbound. There are agents that succeed through direct inbound and every other tactic you could ever think of. But when some agents try to apply that same tactic and they can't produce the same result, what is it? What's going on? It's all character traits. Let me explain. So an agent who earns six figure or even seven figures versus everyone else, it wouldn't matter the tactic or strategy they're using. They will make it work. Why? Because they're focused when agents that aren't earning 100K are distracted. So they're able to take a strategy, a tactic, and it doesn't matter which one it is. That's the point. They could take whatever tactic or strategy it is, focus on that strategy, really go to the depths of mastering that strategy. Every little nuance. And I've got great coaching clients that this reminds me of, where they take every little tactic or strategy. When we talk about the sniper video text that we send out to a for sale by owner, they take that strategy and they go deep on it. They don't just try it one time. They go deep on it. They execute on it. They focus on it versus being distracted like the agents that aren't getting the results, right? That's number one. Number two, they're disciplined versus being flaky. And this, again, the behavior trap has everything to do with character traits. It's not the tactic or strategy. It's the type of behavior that gets the result, where agents that are earning multiple six figures per year are very, very disciplined. It doesn't matter what they're doing to get clients, but whatever it is that they are doing, they're very disciplined. Where the other agents that are not are very flaky. Well, let's keep going. Delayed gratification versus instant gratification. Agents that are earning 100K or more, they understand that results come by delaying the gratification versus the agents that aren't where they want to be need instant results. They aren't patient. If they don't get the results off the first attempt, they're off chasing the next thing. They're off chasing the next shiny thing. Next, what's on the list is agents that earn 100K, they practice their skills versus agents that don't practice malpractice. Well, what do I mean? What do you mean, Brandon, malpractice? Well, here's what I know. Agents that are earning six figures or more per year become a student of the game. They're recording their conversations, they're recording their listing presentations, they're recording their buyer presentations, and they go back and they listen and they watch the game film. And they really hone in on their skills so that they can serve their clients at the highest level, where the agents who don't practice on their clients, they have no skill. And so when they get in front of a client, they aren't true experts of the market. They are giving bad advice. They don't know what works or what doesn't work. They don't have their finger on the pulse. And so therefore, they're putting their clients in a situation to essentially give them, just what I said, bad advice, steering them to a place that would do that client harm. That's what I mean by malpractice. It's you aren't the expert because you don't have the skill set to deliver the value to navigate this marketplace. And so therefore you go into these situations. This is what causes a lot of agents to have that imposter syndrome because they are imposters. They actually don't know how to produce a result for their client. Next, organized versus scattered. We see that agents that do very well in this business, they have an organized sales practice versus everybody else that's just a scattered, chaotic business. The agent who earns 100K tracks everything versus everybody else who just kind of wings it. So they don't know what's working in their business, what's not working in their business. They have no idea. So they don't actually track it. So they don't know what to work on in order to get more appointments. They don't know what to do at the appointment to convert at a higher level because they don't track anything. Agents that earn 100K or more follow a schedule versus everybody else. They're just reactive. They just wake up and what do? They just react to everything. There's no plan. They're not being proactive. One agent that earns 100K, they go out there and they initiate conversations proactively with their ideal client avatar versus everybody else. What do? They wait for business to find them. And we know waiting simply is not a strategy. We know that agents that wait for business to find them are simply just passing time until they're no longer in the business. So that's the behavior trap. So agents that don't earn 100K, they want to have more. That's what they always tell me. I want to have more money. I want to have more time. I want to have more freedom. I want to have more things. But how? Well, they have to do more. They have to execute more to have more. Of course, that makes sense. But how? They have to be more. It's just like we talked about. They have to become more. They have to work on their character traits. In order to do more, to take more action, you must be a person of discipline. Yes or yes. In order to do more, to take more action, you must be focused, not distracted. Yes or yes. That has everything to do with your character traits, not the strategy. I don't care if you're generating inbound leads through YouTube or you're generating leads through direct outbound, through prospecting for sell by owners and expireds. In order to do more, to have more, you must become more, AKA your character traits. We are human beings, yes? We are not human doings, and we're not human havings. We are human beings. So we must become more in order to do more, in order to have more. Now, let's talk about number three, client repellent. Well, what does that mean, Brandon? Well, client repellent, right? If you think about bug repellent, what does that mean? That means that you spray something on you to keep insects or mosquitoes away from you. Well, agents that don't earn 100K have this, they reek of client repellent. It keeps clients away from doing business with them because we know that agents that don't earn 100K, it's because they repel clients from wanting to work with them. They repel people. They turn them off because they have commission breath. They don't know how to actually articulate true value. So they come across as such that they're just in it for their own commission versus helping their client actually get the results that they desire. They come across as extremely needy and desperate. You know the agents I'm talking about. They're very, very needy. They're super, super desperate. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes. And it's like the clients are like, man, I want a true expert. I want a true professional. Imagine going to see a dentist where you need to do a root canal. And that dentist in your initial consultation says, whatever I need to do to do this for you, I'll do whatever it takes. Whatever you need me to do, I will do it. I really, really want this root canal job. Please, what can I do to get? You'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm out of here. I'm going to go find a true expert. These agents don't understand how to communicate real value. They have no idea. They have no idea how to go in there and actually communicate value as the trusted advisor, so much so that their buyers and their sellers sign contracts and agree to compensate them a lot of money because of the expert value that they bring to the equation. These agents don't know how to do that. They just jibber jabber. They just talk a lot. They're not actually delivering any value. They don't understand how to differentiate themselves from other real estate agents. They sound just like everybody else. And everybody else, we know the average agent's making about 50K per year. So they sound exactly like all of those agents. And the 20% that I think that you want to be part of, The 20% that earn $100K or more, they know exactly how to differentiate themselves from their competitors. And they aren't masters of the market. They don't understand their showing ratio. They don't understand how many average showings there are per listing in this market. They have no clue. They don't know what their list to sold price ratio is. They don't know what their absorption ratio is. They don't know how many listings are hitting the market. They have no idea how to position their listings to get them actually sold. They just hope and pray. And we know, like waiting, hope is also not a strategy. They have no real sales skill. So they don't understand how to handle conversations that would lead them to setting more appointments. And then when they go on these listing appointments, they have no idea how to handle that conversation so that they acquire clients at a high rate. They have to go on tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of appointments just to get one client to sign a contract because they have no sales skills. They beg their friends and family for business. They just repel. You know, it's the agent, right, that he or she comes around and everybody's just kind of scatters. It's like, oh no, here he comes. He's going to ask me for business. This is what I mean by client repellent. They're constantly begging people for business because they don't know how to serve people, to attract people, to want to work with them. They're actually doing the exact opposite. So let's review. Number one, in order to get from where you are right now to get to 100K, you've got to focus not on a million different things. We're going to focus on one strategy. Number two, we're going to become your future self now. This has everything to do with character trait. Okay, so we're going to behave in a way that people that earn the money that you want, we're going to behave like they behave today so that we can do what it is that those people do so we can have what it is those people have. Does that make sense? And then number three, we're going to work on the skills to become a trusted advisor. We're going to study the market. We're going to preview active listings. We're going to understand the stats so that when we show up, we can communicate real value so that the seller believes that you're the right agent to hire to represent their property in the marketplace to actually get it sold. So if you want help with any of this, certainly I'm going to invite us to have a conversation. You can simply go to reverseselling.com or click the link right beneath this video, and we can have a conversation about potentially coaching together so that we can put all of this in place for you so that you can get to the point where you start generating 100K plus per year on a consistent basis by building a listing-based business, one that you can have control of your income and control of your time, which I believe is why you got this business in the first place. So listen, hopefully today's video made sense. If you have questions, certainly you could throw them in the comments below, and I'll see you guys in another video very soon.